afternoon, and it's really an honor to be able to speak about Don to all of you today. I lived in Haiti for 30 years and knew Don for 25 of those years. And I can say that he truly was a pioneer. David Adams said in his article that Don was a man that had his ear to the ground. And it's so true. Everything that he did was done that way. I first met Don because I used to drive by his house, which at that time was a green wooden house that was built from the days when Haiti still had trees. And the thing I noticed about it was not the house, but about the old green Land Rover that was sitting outside the house. And it was usually late afternoon or early evening when I would go by there. And what I remarked was that the Land Rover was always dirty. It was covered with mud right up over the windshield and onto the roof. And after repeating this same drive-by many times, I wanted to find out who this was and where they were going, because I was sort of an adventurer in Haiti at the time myself. And I met Don, and I found that his Jeep was washed every morning, but I never saw him in the morning. I just saw it in the evening. He would take it out, and that's when I went out with Don to the places where he covered his Jeep with mud, and found that Don was going to villages and building marketplaces in areas that people up to that time had just been selling their foods and their fruits and their vegetables out under the hot sun all day. And Don repeated this in dozens and dozens of villages, something that no other mission in Haiti that I know of has done. Most missions tend to stick to a certain area and certainly take care of people in their own way, whether it's through schooling or through their medical needs. But Don was everywhere, all over northern Haiti. And it was really an opportunity to know this man. In later years, when they were able to build the clinic, he didn't travel so much out into the countryside, but helped thousands of people around the area of Cape Haitian through food programs, through their medical programs. And I'm sure that he saved hundreds of lives in the burn clinic. You cannot imagine the burns that young children get in Haiti from falling into cooking fires that are on the ground. And the burn clinic became so successful in treating people that the hospitals would refer burn patients to them. So Haiti's going to miss Don, but Don has a good follow-up. He has Eva, who I'm sure is going to be there, being the strong fundraiser, being the backbone of For Haiti with Love. And as the doctor put it, we need to all support that. And Rosalind, who will travel to Haiti tomorrow with Don's ashes. She has a daunting task in front of her, but I think she's up to the task. And I want you to know that when you need help in Haiti, you will find it. There will be times when it's very difficult for you, but you will find people to help you. Thank you, and it's an honor to be with you today.